We're talking today because I put out that feeler for parents interested in speaking with me regarding the recent comments made by U.S. President Donald Trump, where he alleges there's a connection between Tylenol use while a woman's pregnant and autism. I wanted to gauge your reaction to that and those comments. Like, so when you first heard that, what did you initially feel?
I would say that I was pretty, I wouldn't say shocked, because nothing that this particular president that will say or has said in the past, I mean, it's kind of like we're living in quote unquote unprecedented times. It's one of those crazy novels that just writes itself. It's what other thing is going to come out of this man's mouth that is going to shock the world. I had heard down the rumor lines, grapevine, rumors, social media, probably about a week beforehand that the government, the U.S. government, was maybe this was what they were going to talk about and bring up. And when I first heard about the rumor, I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, how in the world are they able to, from when they stated in the summertime that they were going to be able to pinpoint and figure out what causes autism by the end of September, and they only gave themselves two, three months. I thought, I can't believe that they're actually going to put something out. And when they did, I was like, this is dangerous. This is so dangerous. You know that there is a lot of people who have probably, I would say, more values and are on the same political side as what I am, who believe in a lot more listening to your doctor, where's the science, give me the proof, show me the evidence type people. And for having somebody who is running the health department, basically, in the U.S., who actually doesn't have any background in doing any of that, for them to come out and state, well, I have these random people who have just stated that this is what's causing autism. It's scary. It's very dangerous.
And let's talk. Go ahead.
Sorry. I also just wanted to state that I had heard earlier today that somebody from the Trump administration had gone on to a news network. I'm not exactly sure which one, but a news network, and had stated for women, pregnant women, to use ibuprofen instead. And that is super scary.
From what I've seen and read, acetaminophen is the one to take because the other ones present greater dangers to pregnant women.
Yes.
Let's talk about your personal connection to autism as well. Since you have two young boys, 5 and 7, with autism, and your father as well, I believe, is on the spectrum.
Yes, he is.
When you hear comments like this, and I mean, just patent misinformation, because there's been study after study that's proven right. Otherwise, well, how do you go about your day? You know what I'm getting at?
There will always be people who will judge either way. This is just another thing where people who believe this will look down on the mother and go, oh, well, there you go. She did something wrong during pregnancy. In the 50s, they tried to label refrigerator mothers as the reason for autism. Mothers who didn't give their children enough love, didn't stay in the home and went to work, were refrigerator mothers, which caused children autism. Obviously, it's been proven that that's not the case. In the late 90s and early 2000s, they tried to then state that it was vaccines. It was the vaccinations that you gave your children which caused autism. Again, putting blame on the mother for choosing to have her child vaccinated against deadly diseases that would cause autism. And again, it's been proven that this is not the case. Vaccines do not cause autism. Now they are grasping at straws and stating, well, it has to be then the Tylenol, because everybody takes Tylenol. And this has to be the reason why the numbers are so high. There will always be people who judge mothers who have children with autism. And I'm pretty thick-skinned. I'll take it. If you want to look at my kids that way, I judge you more as a person thinking that my child is a problem than understanding what autism is and understanding that it's not a disease. It's just the brain was wired differently when it was being created and made in the uterus. And that's just how they are. And there's no cure. And there doesn't need to be a cure. There just needs to be support and help to help them thrive.
You make an interesting point at the end there, because another mother I just spoke to said the same thing, is that the tone from the president is that autism is a disease and needs to be eradicated. And she said exactly what you said, you know, it's the furthest thing from a truth. So when that kind of messaging is getting out there from a leader of arguably the most powerful country in the world, that could cause some serious harm.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I mean, I don't want to like go to extremes, but it's starting to sound like eugenics. It's starting to sound like pinpointing people who might not be deemed worthy to creating more children and then making sure that they don't create diseased-filled children, which again, autism is not a disease. It is just something that people were are born, they're just born different, and it's scary.
I wonder if you have like an overarching message to share with everybody who may be listening that may not have first or secondhand experience or knowledge with autism about what you would like to get out there that is true about the disorder and, you know, living with it.
The saying goes, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And it's very true, very classic. Both of my boys, they have autism, but they are two completely separate, different personalities. My oldest son is absolutely passionate and obsessed about learning about science and biology. Like he wants to work with DNA when he grows up, and I think that is amazing. My other son is absolutely passionate about building things. He wants to see how things work. He wants to build the tallest skyscrapers with the most amazing different objects. And I love that. I believe that there are people in the past who do have autism who have been able to push the world forward, whether it is in technology, whether it is in engineering, whether it is in biology, creating the newest way to detect cancer, or finding out a cure for a certain type of cancer. I believe that those people whose brains work differently and see things differently in the world push our civilization forward. And we need those people in the world. We need those people in our lives. Sure, they don't, communicate and as society deems worthy. And sure, you have to remind them of society norms once in a while, but everybody has their flaws. Everybody, is different, and they just want to themselves thrive, just like everybody else should be able to live a happy, stress-free life.
Is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go, Sarah?
Listen to your doctor. Listen to your doctor. Don't be listening to anybody who does not have the credentials, who has not gone to school, who has not done the time. You need to listen to your doctors. And if you want more information on autism, depending on which area you are in. If you are in the Ottawa surrounding area, check up on CHEO, sorry. And if you are in the Smiths Falls, Kingston area, check out Kids Inclusive.